Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yudches, Parsha Pinchas Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. At the very end of Parsha Pinchas, it concludes with a listing of all the karbonas that are associated with the Yomim Tovim, starting with the daily, with the Shabbos, with Rosh Chodesh, and then each individual Yontav on its own. And then it concludes by saying, and Moshe related to the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him to tell the Yidden. So the question is, why does the pasuk over here have to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden what Hashem told him to tell them, when this is an obvious assumption that Moshe would have done that, and it doesn't say that by every other time when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden things, it doesn't say that he went ahead and told them. So why then over here does the pasuk say it? So therefore Rashi explains that it's coming lahafsika inyan, which means to put a pause on the continuation of how the Torah continues. So Rabbi Shmuel says because at the very next pasuk is that Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes, telling them, and it goes on to describe the laws of if a woman makes a vow and what her father can do, her husband, and so on. So till now in Parsha Pinchas it said that Hashem told Moshe what the laws of the Karbonis and the Yom Tovim are, and then it starts and Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes, and it goes on to talk about another subject. So Rabbi Shmuel says that there needs to be a pause between the two, as Rashi says, because if it didn't say that Moshe related that which Hashem had told him to tell the Yidden, we would have thought that he began his narrative only with the story, with the laws of the Nedarim, of the vows, and therefore it has to say that he first told them about the laws of Yom Tov, and then he went on to the next subject. But the question still remains, even though the Psukim could be read that way, but why would we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell them these laws? Why would we think that the pasuk has to say that he did tell it to them? The Rambam points out another question. In the Parsha Emor, which is back in Vayikra, where it's another whole Parsha about the Yomim Tovim, there it talks about, mostly about, that it's prohibited to do malacha on the Yom Tov, do any work on the Yom Tov. It's what are the mitzvahs specific to each Yom Tov, like chametz and matzah for Pesach, and the sukkah, and the lulav and esrog, and so on. And it also mentions sort of in passing that, and you shall bring the karbonas which are relevant to that yanta, without specifying the details. What's interesting is that at the conclusion of that whole parsha, it also says, by Dabar Moshe, as Me'ed Hashem, that Moshe spoke the Yom Tovim that Hashem had told him to the Yidden. So again, the very same thing, that it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden. Again, why does it say here? And over there in Emor, there is no answer what Rashi says here, that because Moshe Rabbeinu started another subject, because over there the next parasha is again what Hashem said to Moshe. So there would be no reason for the Torah to say that Moshe Rabbeinu told these and then started a new parasha, as it is over here, because over there it's just no different than anywhere else in the Torah, where it says Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said this, and then it says Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said that. So why does it say there? So in regards to Parsha Emor, one could perhaps say that the answer is that since the Hashem spoke to Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe those mitzvahs of Parsha Emor right after the Mishkan was put up. In other words, all the way at the beginning of the Jewish sojourn in the desert, and it was basically at the end of the first year. Some of the mitzvahs which are in Parsha Emor and that Parsha of the Yomim Tovim are mitzvahs which are specific to Eretz Yisrael. For instance, the Korban Omer, the one that has to be brought on the second day of Pesach, and also the prohibition to eat the new crop until the Korban Omer is brought, and then the Shtei Alechem, which means the Korban that was specific to Shavuos. Over there it specifically says in the Torah that is when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it didn't happen in the Midbar. It was only something that started 40 years later. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very busy and he was constantly relating things to the Yidden on an ongoing basis things which were relevant then, especially during that period around the time when the Beis Hamikdash was put up, where he was telling them how to set up the camp around the Mishkan. He was telling them how the travel is going to take place, the details of how it takes place. There was a census that was taken at that time. There was the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So there was all, and this is in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu's regular business of dealing with ongoing issues that were happening in the community at all the time. So therefore, it was a very busy time, and one could have thought that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu decided that those laws which pertain to something that's going to happen 39 years later when the Yidden enter Eretz Yisrael is something that he doesn't have to tell them right now. It could be delayed for a later time. And therefore, over there, the Torah must say no. He told it to them right away. By Daber Moshe's Me'edei Hashem, Hashem told him to tell it to them, to the Yidden, so he told it to them right away. So we can understand why over there it needs to be said. But over here, which is already talking about 39 years later, when the Yidden were close to going into Eretz Yisrael, and it was the last few months of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So then what's the reason to delay it now? When is he going to delay it for? So therefore there would be no question that he would tell them everything that is there in the parsha of the Karbonus, and therefore there would be no reason to say it here. That's why Rashi over there doesn't ask the question, why does the Torah tell it to us? Whereas here he does address this question of why the Torah says that he said it to us, because of course he said it. What's the question? And therefore gives an answer that Rabbi Shmuel said that that there was a reason, because it has to divide, separate between one parasha and the other. And this also explains why Rashi names Rabbi Shmuel. Usually Rashi says things in people's names. He doesn't always name the person who said it, unless it has something to contribute to understanding the subject itself. What does Rabbi Shmuel's name add here? Because by saying that it was Rabbi Shmuel, it explains why this works, why this answer works, and as follows. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva on the subject of when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Yidden all the laws of the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel says the general principles were related in Sinai, and then the details were told to the Yidden in Oil Moed, which means throughout their sojourn in the desert over the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu told them all of the halachas as they came up, or as Hashem told it to them throughout the 40 years. Rabbi Akiva says no, every detail was given at Sinai, and then it was repeated again during the 40 years in the desert, and then it was repeated a third time as the Yidden were entering into Eretz Yisrael, Arvas Moyev as it's called. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, where every mitzvah in the Torah was set three times. But in the Torah, we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated every mitzvah three times, of course. Some of them are said here, some of them are said there. Some of them are related to us, that Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden so and so. And then it doesn't say that he said it to the Yidden. Others are told to us that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden so and so, but it doesn't say that Hashem told Moshe to say that. Others, it says both, like in, let's say, in our case. So in other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Torah doesn't always tell you every detail of what happened. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe said to the Yidden, and that this happened three times. It's only recorded sometimes this way, sometimes that way, and only in certain occasions, not every single time that it happened. And therefore, it's not critical that if the Torah says that it happened this way, you have to ask the question, why here does it say this way? Why here does it say that way? You can't ask the question. Everything was repeated three times. Why the Torah puts everything in a certain place in a certain time and in a certain way is not really a question. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it was said in a general principle in Sinai, and then as the Torah transcribes it, as Moshe Rabbeinu transcribed it in the Torah, Hashem told me to say this, and then I said this, and then that's how it happened. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that is when it happened, and that's how Moshe wrote it down. So there it becomes specific. if Moshe said it this time, then if Hashem said it to Moshe this time, that's when he related it. If Moshe said it to the Yidden this time, that's when it happened. So to Rabbi Shmuel, it happened as it was going on. As it's recorded, that's how it happened. So here the question is, why here does it say that Hashem told Moshe, and it says Moshe told the Yidden, and in most places it doesn't say that? Now, we have to understand, why is the parsha of the Yomim Tovim divided into two separate parshas? In the first parsha, in Emor, it says the specific laws of work on Yom Tov, and then the details of each particular Yom Tov and the mitzvahs related to that one. But the karbonos are said in passing, and you shall bring the appropriate karbonos. Here, it only in passing does it talk about not working on Yom Tov, but in detail it speaks about the karbonos. What's the division into two separate categories, two separate parshas, I should say? So there are two ways of looking at this. One is that both of them were each one was set to Moshe Rabbeinu at a different time. There was the parsha that was set to him all the way back when the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was built. And then our parsha about the Karbonos was said all the way at the end, now where it's recorded, before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason that it was said in that way, even though the Karbonos were certainly without question brought also in the Mishkan throughout the 40 years of the desert, except for those few which it says specifically that they should be done only in Eretz Yisrael? So then why delay repeating it, telling us the parsha of the Karbonos till the end, before they went into Eretz Yisrael? The reason is because here it says Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, that you should tell these halachas to all the Yidden. In the desert, it wasn't necessary for all the Yidden to know all the halachas of the Karbonos, because it was only the Kainan that needed to do it. And so they knew it. Moshe Rabbeinu told them what they have to do, and they went on and did it. But it wasn't as essential that everybody has to know it, but at some point, before the end of Moshe's life, he told it to all the Yidden as well, at the very last moment. That's our parsha, Parsha Pinchas. Another way of looking at it is that both parshas were said to Moshe Rabbeinu all the way at the beginning. In fact, it's possible that the parsha of the Karbonos was said to Moshe before the rest of the halachas of Yom Tov, and that's why in the Parsha Emor, where it talks about the halachas of Yom Tov, it only says in passing, and you shall bring the kraftim isha, you shall bring those Karbonos which are brought on Yom Tov. Why does the Torah gloss over it like that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had already been told the details, so there's no reason to repeat it here. In other words, that by the time the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu about the specifics of Yom Tov, he already had told him about the details of the Karbonos. But for some reason, the Torah decided that to record it in the Torah, it's going to be recorded all in Parsha Pinchas, in other words, close to the end of where the Yidden are going into Eretz Yisrael, even though it happened 39 years earlier. And as we know, Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah, there's no necessarily a chronological order to the Torah, and sometimes things that were done much earlier are recorded later, or vice versa. If we look at it this way, then it would explain why in our parsha there's only one general introduction that Hashem gave to Moshe. These are the laws of the Yom Tovim that you should give to the Yidden, because that is a general introduction to all the laws of the Yomim Tovim, including the Karbonos and everything. But then, in the Parsha Emor, there is an interesting difference. Before each Yom Tov, there is a specific introduction. Hashem spoke to Moshe, tell the Yidden so and so. That was by Pesach. Then when it came to Sukkot, Hashem spoke to Moshe, said to the Yidden, say so and so. Why each time a new introduction? Because he was telling him that these details about the Yomim Tovim themselves, you have to tell them, there's a great emphasis on those. You have to tell it to them right away. But the one, the general introduction, all of the laws of the Karbonos, that is not so important to say it right now. So that's a possible way of looking at it. But Rashi doesn't want to accept this, because since Rashi, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, we always go with the rule that Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah, that the Torah could be written in out of chronological order, is only said when there is no other choice, when we have no choice but to say that. But generally, we accept the principle that the Torah is written in chronological order. So therefore, if the Torah tells us now that Hashem told Moshe about the Yomim Tovim and the Karbonis of the Yomim Tovim, then that's what happened now. Not that it happened back then, all the way back then. It happened only now. In fact, we see in Rashi that he accepts that the Parsha of Karbonis was said at the end of the sojourn in the desert. How do we see that? Because Rashi says, it says, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, tell the Yidden that they should bring Karbonis. So Rashi says, what was said right before this? What's the Parsha right before this? In the Parsha immediately preceding this one, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, you must appoint a new leader for the Jewish people, since Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, Hashem said to Moshe, instead of you telling me what I have to do, why don't you tell my children what they have to do? They have to bring Karbonis. That's what I need from them. So we see that Rashi accepts that the Parsha of the Karbonis was not merely written at the end, but Amor, it was said at this time. The whole thing was said at this time. So Rashi wants to accept that this was actually said now as well. But so therefore Rashi says, if the Torah wouldn't have said at the end of this Parsha, and Moshe told the Yidden what Hashem had told him about the Karbonis of the Yomim Tovim, which is the question that Rashi's dealing with, it would have led us to believe that maybe Moshe didn't say it at this time. In other words, what that means is, because this was actually said to him 39 years ago, so therefore he didn't say it to the Yidden at this time. It's only placed here because for some reason the Torah decided to place it here, and therefore it means that we're not going with the rule of Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. We're saying now that this is written out of chronological order, even though Rashi doesn't like accepting that unless there's a specific reason. Therefore, Rashi says that it had to say this in order to had to say the words that Hashem said it, that Moshe told it to the Yidden, to show us that no, this happened now. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was told about this. Now Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about it in order to make it clear that this is when it happened and that we shouldn't think that it's written out of chronological order. As a final point, the Rebbe says that we find another difference, which is that in Emor it says Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Dibur, and over here it says Vayomer. Why does it say Vaydaber and Vayomer? Why the difference? Because Vaydaber means strong and emphatic words. So in regards to the laws of the Yomim Tovim, the Malacha, and the different laws of pertaining to each Yom Tov, this is something which goes on even during the time of Golus, and therefore has a stronger impact and must be done. Vayomer is by the Karbonah, since it wasn't going to last throughout the Golus, it wasn't going to be any Karbonis now, and the only thing we can do is say the words of the Karbonis, learn about the Karbonis, and it says if we are doing a Karbon, but that is not an actual mitzvah. There is no command that we have to do that. Hashem wants us to do that. He says in soft spoken words, Vayomer, that I would like you to read about the Karbonis when you can't do them. And in fact, the Yidden demands from Hashem the opposite. Why don't you bring back the Beis HaMikdash so that we can already bring the Karbonis in the way that you commanded us in its original way.